Welcome, everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezus Hashem Feedback and Insights, Shir number 181. The Sifrei Musar speak about the importance of Shleimus. Shleimus means being your optimal best, being your greatest, fulfilling your utmost potential. Now, when a person has a physical defect, they may perform on a very high level, and they may even perform higher than people without a defect. You have many people that have made great accomplishments despite significant physical limitations. And many people achieve the excellence because of their physical defects, because they compensated for their defects by pushing the other abilities to the greatest. But it is true that for an average person, though, a significant physical defect may compromise one's ability to achieve certain things that they otherwise would have achieved. But one needs to know that if a person has a physical defect, even a significant physical defect, it does not in any way make the person a lesser human being. A physical defect does not detract, how he puts it, does not detract from one's menshud, from one's humanity, from one's preciousness. The physical defect has zero effect on the essence and goodness and value of that person. However, on the other hand, if someone lacks an essential feature in their neshama, a midah that they did not work on and they left as is, in the primitive negative state, then you're lacking. Then there is a lack, because that's where Bechira is. That's why it says that Rishoim, again, Rishoim here in the context of the ones that chose the wrong path, they're considered dead even though they're physically alive. Rishoim live only to satisfy their physical desires. So their animal component is alive, very much alive. Their human component, the spirit, is dead. So therefore, a person who has a physical defect, he's physically impaired, is a whole person. Whereas if one has defects in their spirit because they chose wrongly, they are lacking wholeness. What's fascinating is, or Tversky brings, that the word shalem, which means whole or complete, and shalom, peace, are almost identical. One is happy and at peace with himself. He only has the shalom only when he is shalem, when he is whole. The other way around, people think that they are in pursuit of happiness when in fact they're pursuing misery. A classic example of this would be a drug addict. They're pursuing happiness with drugs, but happiness with drugs only causes misery and very often causes death. Reb Levi Yitzchak Rabaditchev stopped the man who was hurrying to the marketplace. He says, "Why are you hurrying?" And he said, "I'm sorry, Rebbe, I can't talk to you now. I'm going after my parnasa." And Reb Levi Yitzchak said to him, "How do you know your parnasa is in that direction as to which you're running? Maybe your parnasa is in the opposite direction, and you're running away from your parnasa." Similarly, when he talks about addicts, if you are recovered, one recovered cocaine addict said, "The worst day in my sobriety is better than the best day of my addiction." But when you're using the cocaine and you're addicted, then not only people mistaken in thinking that they are in pursuit of happiness, they're totally lost in that. But you don't have to be a cocaine addict to believe that. Any one of us, even if we are not addicted to anything whatsoever, but we sacrifice our spirit, our soul, our essence to satisfy the physical aspects of things for their own sake, we're making the same mistake. Again, it's not to not enjoy physical pleasures in life. We're not talking about that. But the pursuit of it at risk of the health of your neshama. That's what we're talking about. The unique human trait that distinguishes, one of them, that distinguishes man from any other living creature, including animals, is that the person has a capacity to voluntarily improve themselves. Bechira. It's beautiful when you want to improve your bodily strength and your physical life, but it has to have a spiritual component. It has to have a ruchnius with it. It's brought down a story where Rav Sadia Goyen, he once lodged in an inn. The innkeeper didn't recognize how famous his guest was. He was Rav Sadia Goyen. Someone who did recognize him told the innkeeper that he was a great man, chaptu he was. The innkeeper later apologized to Rav Sadia Goyen. And Rav Sadia Goyen said, there's no reason to apologize. You did treat me with great respect. And the innkeeper answered, but if I'd known who you were, I would have treated you as befits your lofty position. And Rav Sadia started crying. And he said, he brought that mashal to himself in his own life. He says, I thought that my avodas Hashem yesterday was appropriate, but my awareness of the infinite greatness of Hashem is more today than I knew yesterday. Had I known yesterday what I knew today, the quality of my worship would have been much better. So it's a key for everyone to develop spirituality. It's an uphill battle. But if we don't work on trying our best to go uphill, we'll automatically go downhill. If one did not advance spiritually, that means they actually regressed spiritually. Now, there are times where we grow physically into early adulthood, and then there's a certain point where our sharpness, whether in mental acuity, other things decrease. But even when that is the case, people make a mistake when they think at 50, 60, or whatever, my brain is not in the same functionality. I'm not a youngster anymore. Doesn't make a difference. It does not hold back on one's spiritual growth. They could reach spiritual heights no matter what age. There's a famous story of Rabbi Eliezer who was ill. The Talmidim comforted him or tried to comfort him. You're dearer to us than a father and mother. You gave us Olam Haba. Rabbi Eliezer did not acknowledge that. Another one said, you're dearer to us than the sun. Son that provides only in this world, you provided us for the Olam Haba. Rabbi Eliezer was not comforted. Rabbi Eliezer. Next one said, you're great, dearer to us than the rain. The rain provides a person only in this world. You provide us in Olam Haba as well. Rabbi Eliezer still was silent. Then Rabbi Akiva spoke up. Chaviv and Yisurim. Suffering can be precious. Rabbi Eliezer said, help me sit up so I can hear better what my student, Rabbi Akiva, said. What my child, Rabbi Akiva, said, I think the Lashon was. All the other students said things that could have comforted Rabbi Eliezer, but he ignored them and listened only to Rabbi Akiva. Chaviv and Yisurim, beloved is suffering. Why? And the answer is, the way he puts it, resting on our laurels, which means taking it easy, cruise control life, is vanity, achieves nothing. Rabbi Eliezer valued life because it provided him an opportunity to do Hashem's will. The problem was, is now Rabbi Eliezer was weak. Rabbi Eliezer was bedridden. He couldn't do nothing. He couldn't learn. That depressed him. The fact that he achieved so much in the past did not comfort him. He needs to know what he could do now. And he couldn't learn. He couldn't think well. And Rabbi Akiva said, Chaviv and Yisurim, that the divine will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, is that every person maximizes themselves spiritually to do what they're created for, their full self-fulfillment. Now, Rabbi Eliezer had Chalisha Sadas, because he looked in the past and he said, before I was able to do this, now I can't. I can't maximize myself spiritually. And Rabbi Akiva responded, that's not correct. You are achieving your full spiritual fulfillment, even now when you can't daven well and you can't learn well. Why? Because the key is like this. I'm going to say this twice. Self-fulfillment consists of doing whatever one can do at any particular moment, given one's condition at that moment. Again, self-fulfillment consists of doing whatever one can do at any particular moment, given one's condition at that time. What Rabbi Akiva was telling Rabbi Eliezer is like this. When you had the ability to teach, then your shleimus, your self-fulfillment, came by teaching. Right now, your condition does not permit you to do that or anything else that you considered important. All you can do is accept the suffering with trust, with faith in Hashem. But when you do that, you're fulfilling yourself every bit as much as when you taught us. This is a role reversal. We fulfill ourselves at any stage in life, under all circumstances. Whether Rabbi Eliezer was whole and healthy and robust and he could give tons of shiurim to Talmidim, or when he was too weak and bedridden and he couldn't. I remember one gadol said on Rav Gifta, because towards the end of his life he was not able to learn and he had Alzheimer's, whatever, other things, and maybe it was Al Chalisha Sadas, but one person said he wasn't the way. In the last few years of his life, he wasn't what he was, and it was a shame. But that's us human beings looking at it. What Torah he could have taught in those few years where Hashem took away that ability from him. But that's a human way of looking at it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of looking at it is not like that. Even those, whatever last years were, of inability to inspire and teach, that was his shleimus, because it's what Hashem wants from that person at that particular moment, at that particular time. Nothing stands in the way of improving traits that comprise the neshama, even in situations where you feel you lost the ability or you actually did. Chaviv and Yisurim. We don't ask for it. We ask Hashem to remove it from us. We ask Al Tivyeinu Deinisayin, but when it's here, one shouldn't get crushed further by the fact that they feel limited. I can't do this anymore. They can, by just being. By just being. And when we have the ability, we need to work on it consciously, being compassionate and considerate, and increasing one's compassion. When we have the yichailus to improve, we need to improve. We need to work very hard towards improving. So this is a tremendous yisaid. Always being aware of Hashem. Doing our best every moment to grow. And even in the times where we're limited from that growth, never to despair, never to feel diminished by it. But recognize that Hashem wants you to serve Him now, based on what you have now. If you have a terrible migraine headache, you can barely function, Hashem doesn't expect you to do what you're incapable of doing. It's precious in the eyes of Hashem. It's something we all need to know. We all need to realize what you're doing in that particular moment. A mother may be overwhelmed with the children changing diapers. One of them has a flu. One of them has an ear infection. And besides the tiredness, which she knows she needs, and hopefully she gets her rest soon. But part of it is an emotional tiredness, a worn outness of, what am I accomplishing? What am I doing? What's life all about? But no, that is the precious Avodas Hashem of that particular moment, under that condition in life that Hashem put before you. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us to feel comforted by this, to recognize Hashem values every single effort that we do to fulfill the great potential that Hashem has instilled in us. Bracha and Hatzlacha.